Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erevin, Daf Pei Dalet, the Truma Tzedeshin learns a raya from the Gemara to a very fundamental point in Hilchos Muksa. And that's the following. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Sivin Shinches, which is the halachas of Muksa. The Mechaber writes in Siv Mem Beis, he points out, Davar Shu Muksa Mutaligabo, something that's Muksa is allowed to be touched. As long as you don't move it. So he says the violation of muksa only applies to something that one moves, but to touch muksa, that's entirely permitted. This is echoed by the Rama as well, in the same simon earlier on Siv Gimel. Rama writes, "Kol muksa eino aser ela mitil tulo." It's only aser to move it. Aval benegia ba'alma, to simply touch it. Eino minano shari, if you don't move it, it's permitted. V'lachein, for that reason, the Rama writes, Muta liga b'menorah shebebeis ha'knesesh, sheneiros dolkas alav, you could touch a menorah even though there's candles that are lit. O betaner, to touch an oven, shedolikba eish, or I'll add, to touch a car, as long as you don't move it, it's all permitted. How come, where does a Truma Tzedeshin learn their proof? How do you see this from the Gemara? So Gemara tells us that we're talking about a situation where there was a boar in between a marpeset and the chatzer, and the Gemara explained is talking about where the boar is full of peros shelteva. And Rashi points out that peros shelteva are muksa, and still nonetheless, the Truma Tzedeshin writes in Simon Samech Zayim, Ve'afil hachi shari levnei marpeset lishtamish agabe haperos. The people living in the marpeset on the porch are allowed to work and use and walk on top of the fruit. So we see from here, you're allowed to touch it as long as you don't move it. There is a debate that Mishnah Berurah points out there in Sif Katan Tezayin that if you're touching the muksa item to protect for the purpose, for the benefit of the muksa item, so there are those who think it's actually usher to, let's say, cover a muksa item so it gets protected. The Magen Avraham thinks it's usher, but the Gra thinks it's actually going to be mutter, even if you are touching it to protect the muksa item. Now there's another machlokus in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's allowed, you can touch muksa, that's all fine, but he does say it's only true mihu nir dechol zehu letzarech ktsas, if there's some need to touch the muksa item. Aval shelo letzarech klal, lama yasakein, but to touch something for no reason at all, then he felt that'd be unnecessary. Just like you can't move items on Shabbos for no reason, so too you should not touch items, and certainly a muksa item you should not touch. But the Meiri seems to indicate, the Gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf chav hei, he seems to indicate that you're allowed to touch muksa across the board, even if it's for no purpose, and that seems to be the practice. So in the end of the day, what comes out is, from the Truma Tzedeshin, from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Rama and other poskim, to touch something that's muksa, it would seem to be entirely permitted as long as you don't move it.